There's that school bell. And so get your Bibles and be turning to Luke chapter 8. And in a few minutes, you'll be sitting as a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know, you remember back when you were a child and going to school and how much you looked forward to the summertime when there was no school. But often by the end of summer, you were looking forward to seeing your friends again at school. You'd have new paper and new pencils and new clothes and maybe nice new shoes, and that school bell would mean a lot, wouldn't it? Running to that school to meet the teacher and hoping that she would be nice and hoping to see your friends again. And it was so wonderful to be able to sit there and learn in the schoolhouse. Well, this is a radio Bible school. And I hope you think I'm a nice teacher. And what we're studying here is wonderful, because we're studying the Word of God. And so you come to this school for Bible study. And in this Bible study, we're studying Sunday school lessons that were written for Sunday school classes many years ago. This particular lesson was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of November 26th, 1922. And this is class session 152 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. While you're getting your Bible and turning to Luke chapter 8, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And the saints have gathered in this location to worship God after the New Testament order for over 100 years. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the study of this lesson on Jesus the Great Missionary is coming from Luke chapter 8. And in the last class, I began to read Luke chapter 8, but I wasn't able to get very far. So I'm going to back up and begin again. Luke chapter 8 and verse 1, and then we will read the 56 verses of Luke the 8th chapter. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version that was printed and distributed in 1901. And so here's the reading. Luke chapter 8 and verse 1. It came to pass soon afterward that he went about through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna the wife of Cusas, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered unto them of their substance. And when a great multitude came together, and they of every city resorted unto him, he spake by a parable. The sower went forth to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the heaven devoured it, and others fell on the rock. And as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And others fell amidst the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. And others fell on the good ground, and grew, and brought forth 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those by the wayside are those that have heard. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. And those on the rocks are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who for a while believed, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns, these are they that have heard. And as they go on their way, they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And that in the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast, and bring forth fruit with patience. And no man, when he hath lighted a lamp, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but putteth it on a stand, that they may enter and see the light. For nothing is hid that shall not be made manifest, nor any secret that shall not be made known and come to light. Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he thinketh he hath. Luke chapter 8 and verse 19. There came to him his mother and his brethren, and they could not come at him for the crowd. And it was told him, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. But he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these that hear the word of God and do it. Luke 8 and verse 22. Now it came to pass on one of those days that he entered into a boat himself and his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filling with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish! And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And being afraid, they marveled, saying one to another, Who then is this that he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him? Luke 8 and verse 26. And they arrived at the country of Gergesenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he was come forth upon the land, there met him a certain man out of the city who had demons. And for a long time he had worn no clothes, and abode not in any house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out from the man. For oftentimes it had seized him, and he was kept under guard, and bound with chains and fetters, and breaking the bands asunder, he was driven of the demon into the deserts. And Jesus asked him, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, for many demons were entered into him. And they entreated him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they entreated him that he would give them leave to enter into them. And he gave them leave, and the demons came out of the man, and entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep into the lake and were drowned. And when they that fed them saw what had come to pass, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what had come to pass, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons were gone out, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how he was possessed with demons was made whole. And all the people of the country of the Gergesenes round about asked him to depart from them, for they were holden with great fear. And he entered into a boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons were gone out prayed him that he might be with him. But he sent him away, saying, Return to thy house, and declare how great things God hath done for thee. And he went his way, pushing throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. Luke chapter 8 and verse 40. And as Jesus returned, the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him to come into his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Luke 8 and verse 43, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, who had spent all her living upon physicians and could not be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who is it that touched me?" When all denied, Peter said, and they that were with him, "Master, the multitudes press thee and crush thee." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I perceive that power hath gone forth from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of the people for what cause she touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Luke chapter 8 and verse 49. While he spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the teacher." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, "Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole." And when he came to the house, he suffered not any man to enter in with him, save Peter and John and James, and the father of the maiden and her mother. And all were weeping and bewailing her, but he said, "Weep not, for she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. But he, taking her by the hand, called, saying, "Maiden, arise." And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. And he commanded that something be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no man what had been done. That is the text we're going to be studying about Jesus, the great missionary. The golden text for this lesson is actually found in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, where it says, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." The devotional reading is in Psalm 47. I'm going to begin Psalm 47, and we might have time to read this before the class is over. It's the 47th Psalm. It begins, "For the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph, for Jehovah Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdueth peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chooseth our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, Jehovah with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together to be the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted." We're going to begin at the next class and read the introduction that E.A. Relam wrote for these passages of Scripture, and study this lesson about the preaching of Jesus and Mary Magdalene and the other woman and the crossing of the sea, and about these demons and the lessons we can learn from that demonic and the effect upon the people, and how great things Jesus has done, not only then, but he has done great things for us. And so we want to study this lesson together when the class comes back. You be ready when you hear that bell. And any time you have, visit with us at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe.